Stephen and Douglas, I am still convinced, though, that the military-industrial complex could very well be the major player in everything that seems to be going on right now. And I want to get both of your reactions to that. You first, Stephen.
Well, there are factions within our government that obviously have only their self-interest at heart. And as a good example of this, you know, I only ask one question concerning 9/11. Who gave the stand-down orders for 50 years of flying protocol during the Cold War to who said, hey, fighters don't go up in the air? When I've talked to people in the Air Force, the military, George, they tell me point blank that, you know, it was a piece of cake for the F-16s with over-the-horizon radar to pick those things up, those things meaning the airliners and stuff, but someone very highly placed gave the word to stand down for NORAD and all of the intercepts of all the different air bases. Now, that's only one question, and so far, no one has been able to answer that. Again, because of the duplicity and the secrecy involved in 9/11, and by the way, I categorically reject the 9/11 Commission. They never asked the right questions. They never brought in the right guests, and from the beginning, from TWA 800 forward, we've had nothing but a stonewalling by the military of incidents that obviously their radar was more than capable of picking up, their fighters are more than capable of intercepting. And again, I think it's very telling and compelling when you look in retrospect historically at the military with Operation North Winds, where they were actually going to, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, they were prepared, our military, certain factions were prepared to detonate a weapon of mass destruction, blame it on the Russians, and go to World War III. So I think that when you look at certain aspects of the military, and when you look at the New World Order, which has penetrated the military of our country and every other country, I think it's only reasonable to assume that they've got, there are certain members that have their, they're up to their eyeballs in it.
And Douglas, what do you think of this military-industrial complex theory?
That's a very interesting theory, and it's one, you know, had someone mentioned this to me a couple of years ago, I would have dismissed it outright. But with every step of investigation that we take as a group, we eventually wind up stymied to the extent where we admit that we are missing some information, whether it be in the study and investigation of the events of 9/11 to the events of the first World Trade Center bombing to Oklahoma City and TWA Flight 800. Every communication that we study and research and analyze leads us to different questions, and that is specifically true, especially true, when it comes to the money, when it comes to the funding of the financing of terrorism. So I would say at this point, while I would, I am not, I can't, or I refuse to say that the government was, the entire government of the United States was complicit, let's say, in 9/11, I will say this, there are a lot of questions that need to be answered that the 9/11 Commission never answered. Well, from 9/11 back to Oklahoma City to all of these events, I think that there's a lot of unanswered questions, and I do believe with Steve that there's a larger force here at play.
And what happened to that CIA report, which was supposed to be released before the election? It still has not come out. Where is it?
That's a good question, and you know I have no answer for that.
Stephen?
Well, I think one of the things is there's been a lot of rumors in the last 96 hours that some of the military guys, some of the CIA guys who have now quit, and some of the Navy SEALs that were aware of this are ready to basically blow the cover and speak out about this. They'll have to do it surreptitiously, or they'll all have helicopter accidents or some form of accident. But the point is that... George, the CIA was going through a major, major convulsion. We have the situation now, as you remember, when Valerie Plame was outed as a NOC. That's the deepest cover CIA agent there is under non-official cover. Those are the best of the best. When she was outed and it led to the White House, it became a very disturbing thing. And I can tell you this, that they, those guys have long memories too. And when you out someone like that, meaning you make their real names known and tie them, as Valerie Plame was tied to the different endeavors that she worked for with the CIA, it is not only disheartening, but it was one of probably the single most destructive act that was ever undertaken against the CIA. And when it happens from someone that's, and it had to be one of three people in the executive branch, then you've got a real problem, because then that gives credence or credibility to the fact that there is a war going on between the White House intelligence assets and asset gathering capabilities and the Defense Intelligence Agency and every other three- and four-letter agency out there. But you see that you're again, while everyone's focusing and fighting over turf, the real intelligence that's necessary to defeat the plots, plans, and schemes against our country are absolutely being curtailed. And that's what really has me nervous. So, again, I want to make it clear, I'm not saying everybody in government. I'm saying there are obviously people in government that have been placed there. Even Oleg Kalugin, the former director of the KGB that defected, now he's got a U.S. citizenship, along with Stanislav Lunov. All these guys have stated that the Soviets spent years and years to develop human agents, intel agents, and to penetrate every place we've got. Look, Sybil Edmonds was hit with a restraining order when she blew the whistle on the absolute horacious and lack of functioning intelligence in the FBI. You remember the story you and I talked about on your show, almost a year ago, about Sybil Edmonds. You can do a web search on Sybil Edmonds, E-D-M-O-N-D-S, and find out that there you've got a lady that knew firsthand what was going on, went to her superiors in the FBI, was continually harassed and continually put into the background, and then she went to congressional hearings, and finally the people that are in charge with the justice of this nation, the Justice Department, hit her with basically a shut-up order, a gag order kind of, under national security. So that only tells me that everything she said was not only true, but she was making too many waves. So, you know, the point is that there are brave men and women who come forth to tell, but finally, when you've got a whole nation that embraces Patriot Act 1 and 2, and you've got guys like Congressman Ron Paul saying that they were never, the congressmen weren't allowed to even read what was in Patriot Act 2, it makes me think that everybody who's behind this has read Hegel's dialectic. They create a problem, they provide the solution, and when they provide the solution to the problem, they bring about their desired change. And now, we as American citizens are being faced with some amazing, everything we think, do, and say is in the legislation they passed today. It's kind of like the Zager and Evans tune, only it's not in the year 2525, it's in the year 2005.